Well, with a shopping list of problems still dogging the Australian economy, the Reserve Bank has taken interest rates to their lowest ever level, cutting the cash rate to just 0.75 of a percentage point. Despite earlier cuts to even ever lower lows, the domestic economy is still slowing, wages remain stagnant, and there's the constant threat of a major global financial shock. But Australia's central bank is also a reluctant participant in an ongoing currency war as China and the US fight it out for advantage. Here's our business reporter, David Taylor.
The value of the Australian dollar is crucial to the nation's economic fortunes. Traders here at CMC Markets are on the currency front lines. Michael McCarthy, head trader.
There we are, rate cut 25 basis points. Immediate reaction, the Australian dollar, it's dropped back down towards 67.40.
Looks like it's falling off a cliff.
Well, this is a short-term chart, so it does look more dramatic, but yes.
Now, the Reserve Bank, part of the move to lower rates is to make the Australian dollar more competitive. Do you think ultimately the Reserve Bank is winning the currency war as far as it can?
While we think of the Aussie as a national scorecard, the reality is, on balance, a lower Australian dollar is good news for the economy. So I'd say mission accomplished for the RBA.
While the Reserve Bank tries to keep the Australian dollar from rising too much, it's also got big problems to tackle at home. The RBA desperately wants to see shoppers spending in shopping centres and department stores around the country to help lift economic growth and, ultimately, workers' pay packets. But as HSBC's chief economist Paul Bloxham explains, that's still looking like a pipe dream.
Look, I think growth is very sluggish and we do need to be at a turning point. Growth needs to be picking up pace. There are some signs of that in things like the housing market, and the labour market's still holding together quite well, but we have yet to see very much of a lift in the consumer. So hopefully today's cuts will deliver a bit more support in that space. The question is, even if we're at a gentle turning point, is that enough to get inflation to go back to target eventually? And we might need just a bit more than a gentle turning point. We might need a stronger lift in growth. And that's precisely why the RBA is, in all likelihood, delivered its cut today.
To date, China's insatiable appetite for Australia's raw materials has driven much of the country's fortunes, including a potential return to surplus. Indeed, China's ambassador to Australia today reminded Canberra about just how dependent Australia is on the global superpower. Chen Zhenji told the Australian newspaper, China's growth and the cooperation between China and Australia in trade, economic and other areas is a major factor in our growth. HSBC's Paul Bloxham agrees Australia is highly dependent on China.
Australia is a medium-sized open economy, highly dependent on what happens offshore, and our major trading partner, our single largest trading partner, is China. Of course, what happens in terms of China's growth, particularly onshore of China, is going to drive a lot of the story for Australia's growth story. And if you look at what we export, a lot of what we export is commodities, a lot of that's sold to China. A lot of what we export in terms of services is also sold to China. So we're highly dependent on what happens both offshore, but particularly what happens in the Chinese economy.
So where to from here? Well, the Coalition isn't committing to additional government spending over and above the $100 billion already slated, so further immediate stimulus needs to come from lower interest rates. Of course, today's cash rate cut means little without the big four banks passing it on, which led to this comment from Treasurer Josh Frydenberg.
It is the government's expectation that the banks will pass on this 25 basis point rate cut in full.
Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers then put in his 2 cents.
Well, rates are coming down in Australia because the government doesn't have a plan to turn around an economy which is floundering on their watch.
It's completely reckless for the Labor Party to be talking down the Australian economy.
Beverly Morris from the Queensland Investment Corporation spends her days working out where Australia's economic policy is heading. She says it all depends on how willing the commercial banks are to pass on the cut.
At some point, if the banks feel that they cannot pass this on any further, that will sort of indicate that, at least in terms of the cash rate moves, that it may be reaching a floor.
Is quantitative easing next? At that point?
Yes, and that's exactly right. At that point, the RBA will need to, go down a different path and try alternative methods of trying to stimulate the economy. And there's no question that even at this point, that debate will be hotting up very seriously within the RBA, you'd think.
Beverly Morris from Queensland Investment Corporation, David Taylor with that report.